James Small Monument, a memorial to a prominent local man. James Small was an important 19th century Scottish laird from Kirkmichael. As well as the local estate of Dunnanane, Mr. Small owned as much as 20,000 acres of land in the surrounding area and played a prominent role in village life. Following his death on June 29, 1900, at the age of 65, an obituary in the Blairgowrie Advertiser read, "To a thorough practical knowledge of country life in all its aspects, he brought a soundness of judgment, a kindness of heart, and a readiness to help, which made him a friend and often the adviser to all who knew him." Standing an imposing 18 foot high at the junction of the A924 and B950 on the outskirts of Kirkmichael, this Aberdeenshire granite structure commemorates his life. James Small, born on 28th May 1835 in Perthshire, was the son of Patrick Small and Amelia Rattray of Kirkhillock in Broulands. Patrick Small died in 1859 and Dunnanane passed to James, the ninth time the estate passed from father to son since the 1588 charter by John V Stuart, Earl of Atholl, had granted the lands of Dunnanane to the Small family. James married Jeanette Clark Gervoise, second daughter of Sir Gervase, Clark Gervase, on 15th January 1867 in Hampshire, England. The couple had no children to inherit Dunnanane, so James's nephew, James Smallpender, was designated his heir. James served as a Justice of the Peace and Deputy Lieutenant for County Perth. He was also head of the Kirkmichael School Board, Chieftain of Strathardo Gatherin, President of the local Horticultural Society, and many other committees. He was also a member of the Atholl Highlanders. This is now the last private army in Europe. James was buried in the family grave in Kirkmichael Churchyard. In honour of his service to the Perthshire area, the community erected the James Small, 1835-1900, of Dunnanane Monument at the junction of the A924-B950. The monument is a highly ornate Celtic cross. In December 2006, the memorial was toppled over by an errant motorist and fractured into a dozen pieces. In 2010, the memorial was repaired by the Perth and Kinross Council at a cost of £35,000. As part of the repairs, the memorial was relocated to the side of the road to provide additional protection.